ஹலோ ஹலோ கைஸ், வெல்கம் பேக் டு த நியூ எபிசோட் ஆஃப் ஏபிஎஸ் தாட்ஸ். ஸோ இந்த எபிசோட் நம்ம டாக் அபவுட் மை ஃப்ரஸ்ட்ரேஷன் ஆன் த பிபிடி ப்ரெசன்டேஷன்ஸ். யூஸ்வலி இந்த மெடிக்கல் காலேஜஸ் வி டோன்ட் ஹாவ் த ட்ரெடிஷ்னல் வே ஆஃப் டீச்சிங் யூஸிங் திஸ் பிளாக் போர்ட்ஸ் யூஸிங் தி பிளாக் போர்ட். வி யூஸ்வலி ஹாவ் த பிபிடி ப்ரெசன்டேஷன்ஸ். ஸோ எவ்ரி டீச்சர் ஹாவ் திஸ் பிபிடி ப்ரெசன்டேஷன்ஸ் அலாங் வித் தம். ஸோ தட் யூஸ்வலி டீச் இட் வித் தோஸ் பிபிடி ப்ரெசன்டேஷன்ஸ். அண்ட் ஃபர் அஸ் ஃபார் மீ ஸ்பெஷலி till up until now, till our 11th class, we are very much habituated to this blackboard kind of teaching. So where the teacher explains the topic and also writes it along with us on the blackboard, so it is so easy for us to follow the topic. But when it comes to the PPT presentation, so suddenly there is shift, you know, suddenly from our 12th class we come to the medical college and there is a shift from this blackboard kind of teaching to the PPT kind of teaching. And then to cope up, you take some time, and my first year is over and I'm in a second year, and I still feel that this blackboard teaching is far better than the PPT kind of teaching, because you don't really have this connection between teacher. The interactive way of teaching using these PPTs. You're somewhere kind of disconnected with that teaching style, or I am kind of disconnected with this with the teaching style. Usually anyone in the class will not have a 100% attention span due to various reasons. So when you have this blackboard kind of teaching, as the teacher writes it along with you on the board, you write it. Even if you don't understand the topic, you write it along with you, and after the class is over, when you read the notes, it's fine. You understand the topic. You might not understand it 100%, but you might understand it about 80% or so, or something or the other. You might understand something, but the problem with the PPT is that you cannot write the notes. One thing is because the teaching was so fastly, because the slides, they keep the slide and they read it just like a bullet train, and to write the notes, it becomes so difficult for you, and then they don't write it along with you, so you have to write it, write yourself your own notes, or you just try to copy the same thing which is on the slide. And the bad thing about it is that they don't even share the PPTs of the class. So you just have those PPTs just for that class. And it's obviously difficult to copy whole PPT presentation on your notes. You don't do that. And it's a bit difficult for you to whether to focus on the PPT or the person who's teaching it. And you find it disconnected. And the open secret that everybody knows is that mostly we learn everything using these coaching apps or through these YouTube videos. And why do we love this coaching classes or YouTube videos is that because we have this interactive kind of teaching, and in no YouTube video or coaching apps you don't have this PPT kind of teaching. They don't just keep the PPT and then they just go on randomly talking about that topic, right? So they actually write it using this. They usually have iPads, you know, medical college means you have this fancy iPads all the way. Everywhere you go, you'll have this iPads. So they have their iPad, and then they have this Apple Pencil, and they'll write it along with us. Or if they have something, you know, if they copy some screenshot from the textbook, they underline the words or they circle it. They kind of try to make something more interactive. Or if there is even a diagram, they'll try to draw a diagram and kind of you know, they'll try to teach it along with it. So I feel that way of teaching is far better than what is happening in these PPTs. And and I am fed up with this PPT teaching, because whenever you're distracted a little in the class, you don't understand the topic. That's the first thing, which even if you are keenly observing, you might not understand the topic. That's the other thing. But then you end up sleeping because they are so boring, bro. Like I felt like, you know, when I had my first class in the medical college using these PPTs, I felt very excited. Like, not very much excited, I mean, I felt it was good. Like, okay, I'm not having this blackboard kind of teaching. I might think, you know, I might have a, you know, there'll be some beautiful videos and all this stuff. I thought it would be a better way of teaching it, but I was wrong at that point of time. I now feel strongly that blackboard kind of teaching is very good for me, or I know it's different for different kind of people, and for me blackboard teaching is perfect because we'll have these interactions and all this stuff. And these PPTs are also very irritating at times, because you'll have 1 hour span and you have to complete about 30 to 40 slides. Now what do the person who's teaching do? They have only one option, to just rush over the PPTs. They'll even say, I'm just rushing over the PPTs. they just randomly read out the slides, fuck, you know, just like that, tat, they'll move on, tat, they'll move on. So there's no point of teaching over there. They're just putting on slides and they just move on, go on. And I know that there's a lot of effort that goes into making those PPTs, but I feel like, why putting a lot of effort in your home rather than just put the same effort that you're putting there, you put it in the classroom to make sure that you are able to convey the topic to the students so that it becomes easy for the students to understand the topic, and also it feels good for you also, because for the professors, I know I making this video will not even make a slightest difference in what is happening in today's scenario, but I am making this video just to express my thoughts as it is AB's thoughts. So I think that's it. I'm really fed up of these PPTs. You know, there are a lot of memes that I see and everything, and it's true, guys. And I feel, I when I was in my first year, I listened it from one of my professors that when they were the students, they used to have this blackboard kind of teaching. So I hope those days come back and we also have this blackboard kind of teaching, or not just blackboard kind of teaching. You can use now those fancy iPads to, I'm sorry for referring those iPads as fancy. I'm just getting it that way. I'm not against those iPads because I'm also buying an iPad. I might buy an iPad. I don't have an iPad right now. But that's not off topic right now to talk about. But definitely, I think I've said everything that I have to say. It's a video on a rage. And that's it. I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Side note, guys, just take this podcast as a joke. I don't want to sound preachy. I'm not preaching you anything. It's just a joke.